An extra end steal brought a memorable Ladies Alberta Open to a close. Team Skerlik earned a 6-5 win in 9 ends over Team Scheidegger in a battle of top Alberta teams at the Okotoks Curling Club event on November 13. "We're in a points race for a provincial qualifier spot, so this was a huge win for us," said skip Kayla Skerlik. "To try to an edge ahead of some our competitors like Selena, Sturmey, Casey, Scheidegger, Jesse Hunkin, all of those guys." In the final, Skerlik used hammer to draw around 3 yellow Scheidegger stones right to the button to force the extra end. "We could have played a really tough and off for 2, Skerlik said. "And normally when you don't have the free tick zone, where you can tick rocks on the center line, we probably go for a 2 instead of the 1. But we thought our chances of stealing in the extra end would be much greater than normal and decided to just take our 1 there." In the 9th, Skerlik earned shot stone with her first shot and had to hope her guards would hold up, with Scheidegger owning last shot with the final stone just running out of steam, leading to the steal and victory for the Calgary-based squad. Team Scheidegger skip Casey Scheidegger comes out of the hack with second Taylor McDonald set to sweep in action versus Team Skerlik on November 13 at the Okotoks Curling Club. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Fortunately for Skerlik, with third Jerry Lynn Ramsey, second Brittany Tran and led Ashton Skerlik, high-pressure situations were very much the norm all weekend. In the semi-final, Skerlik scored 3 in the 8th end to edge the previously undefeated Michelle Hartwell Rink out of Edmonton by a 7-5 score. "We've been playing them pretty close and the semi was a really tight game," Skerlik said. "Our qualifier game, we had to win to get in against Selena Sturmey, and that was also an extra end steal to win. It's really nice to have some tight ends." Team Skerlik went 6-1 overall in the competition, with the skip attributing their success to its recent run of form and level of comfort in Okotoks, and with the club's general manager and icemaker extraordinaire Mike Libis. "This is basically a local club for us. We're originally from Calgary and we know Mike really well, so that was a benefit," Skerlik said. "In addition, we had a really strong weekend at Autumn Gold 2 weeks ago and we're really building off that. That led to our wins off the hop. We had a rough first game and really battled back after that." Team Skerlik lead Ashton Skerlik, left, and second Brittany Tran sweep a throw by skip Kayla Skerlik in the final at the Okotoks Curling Club on November 13. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks' Atina Ford-Johnston had a strong showing on home ice at the Open. Ford-Johnston, skipping a team featuring Shannon Morris, Corey Morris and Sherry Pickering, advanced to the playoff round with a 4-3 record overall. Ford-Johnston won the quarterfinal 6-5 over Edmonton's Elisa Crow before being downed 5-4 in an extra end by Scheidegger in a nail-biter semifinal. Team Christy Moore, which features Okotoks' Valerie Eklund at lead, posted an 0-4 record in the 15-team competition. Scheidegger and Hartwell had the lone undefeated records in pool play. The action continues at the Okotoks Curling Club later this month with the Okotoks U20 Men's and Women's Bondspiel, from November 25-27. For more information, visit okotokscurling.com.